Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And I may not sound very energetic because I had one heck of a week. You know, they say, careful what you pray for. You'll be like, you know what, God, I want opportunities. You know, why forsaking me? And then God starts raining opportunities on you. You're like, my Lord, I don't mean to complain, but, wow, it's been, not too much. I'm tired. And then God is like, okay, fine. I'll take my opportunities. Like, good. I'm broke. We have a lot of things going on here in the capital, you know, especially events wise. And, the Easter holiday was more like, you know, was more seen as a, how do I put this? A sports holiday, like a lot of sports were taking place left, right, and center. Yeah. And just after those, those sporting activities, we quickly saw, the beginning of the IGAMS festival. That's where I found myself, last night. And we had our wonderful performance there. They were the best crowd. I mean, you guys were the best. The performance started with the, with the drama guys from a drama, and we came to poetry. That's when the comedy guys came in. I should have listened by Afrikaans. I was on fire. Believe me, maybe I should consider giving Afrikaans lessons. Well, at this point, I'm convinced that I can do it. I can actually, give people Afrikaans lessons. Of course, not fluent Afrikaans. Who am I, Bure? But it's gonna be Afrikaans nonetheless. Un momento while we bring our Facebook guys on board. Now we're back. And for those of you that are still, searching for the frequency, I know it's a little tricky. And if you are still in the dark, at least radio-wise, relax. You are not being ignored. What's going on is obviously, when you see that something is taking longer to fix, that's because, believe it or not, there's something that's out of my team's hands too. But they'll never stop working on it for several reasons. Why? Because they have to restore it for us to be in business. Two, because, well, they're literally paid to work on it. So they're going to have to work on it every day because, well, it's a money thing. So, one thing that I observed is that, first of all, we really have to start working on venues. I'm congratulating the crowd we had last night. And that's because, how cold it was in the evening if you found yourself in the capital? Imagine sitting outside, listening to a Kavango speaking Afrikaans. A point of correction. Broken, different Afrikaans. It's not broken Afrikaans. It's different Afrikaans. Let me give you, a gist of what's going on there. Take, for example, at some part, I was talking about... how do I put this? Man, I hate doing this. But because, well, I'm paid to do it, I'm just going to do it anyway. This is how it started. Now, lucky for you guys, I can just do that with my script. And lucky for me, again, I came prepared, so I have my script with me. So the script for my comedy show is as follows. Oh dear. So, it all started with, let's go to section one. Now, moving on. Let's go to, straight up to section one. So we have that all check. Now, moving on. Segment one. And by the way, we write scripts. I know. We also will write scripts and go through it like 1,000 times. But the beauty of it is, the beauty of stand-up comedy is that when I'm on stage performing, unless you saw my script, you are never going to know what I skipped and what I did not.
And plus it's not written in stones. And the most, you know, interesting enough, the most challenging part, for a comedian is the flexibility, because it's very tempting, especially for a rookie. It's very tempting to stick to to the script like it were the Ten Commandments. Now, the most important part is your flexibility, because when you are writing your script, you also have to factor in crowd interruption and crowd interaction. Now, let me explain that. Crowd interruption, take for example, is some guy in the crowd yelling, "You suck!" You have to prepare for that. We call them hecklers. Now, one thing that one thing that you see is that, you can't just, drop the mic and then, storm your way in the crowd and start punching the heck out of the guy. Because, well, one, that's very unprofessional. Two, it's illegal. Now, since you can't do that, you have to find very creative ways of dealing with them. Again, because you are on stage because you're of your creativity. You have to figure out creative ways on how to deal with them. Again, I can't stress this enough. You are going to face, we call them hecklers, but you call them critics. Just consider it as a, constructive criticism. Now, instead of, dropping your mic on the stage and then, I go show you today. You don't know who I am, I go show you today. Since you can't do that because it's unprofessional and it's illegal for you to punch someone in the face, there are creative ways of dealing with, with interruptions. For example, if I was on stage, for example, and someone yelled, "You suck," I would most likely respond to, "You are drunk." You know, the goal is to turn the crowd against that idiot who wants to interrupt your show. Now, and then, that's more like the negative part of it, but there's a positive part of it that I like to call crowd interaction, because, last night with my Afrikaans, there was one gentleman that kept adding some spice to my show, and we had some, interesting interaction. And there was a part where I was doing a piece on how to, since we have a lot of young parliamentarians, a lot of them are hot. As a straight guy, I was thinking, how do you learn how, I was trying now to figure out ways to hit on, smoking hot parliamentarians. So I came up with a very creative ways, and when I was sharing my method with my crowd, they were adding on some spice. It turns out I'm so good at flattery. So good at flattery, because my crowd was like, "Oh, well, man, that's creative." I was like, "Yay! I wrote it myself. Thank you very much." Now, moving on. Crowd interaction is, crowd interaction is important, because, your jokes are only as important as the crowd, your jokes are only as good as, put this way. Your material is only as good as the crowd reacts to it. You know, that's how you're able to tell, basically. You're able to tell that your material is good when the crowd is reacting to it. So, even if, basically when you are sitting and you are writing your material, to you it sounds spot on. But the only way to find out how good it is there is no two ways around it. There's only one way around it. You need a crowd. So when you test your material and everyone is looking at you going like, "What the heck is he talking about?" It's not that there's something, it's either you brought the wrong material to a wrong crowd, or you, my man, well, your content is just terrible. But, well, one of the two. So it's not a one size fits all. Now, let me explain the wrong material to a wrong crowd. The irony is, I'm not very good at chilling, but my line of work requires me to chill. I know it's one of those things that's very confusing, but again, this is the part where I have to explain. Most of the performance that you are going to get are most likely in clubs and bars. Now, bars are very nice. Bars and clubs are very nice because, you know, basically every crowd has its own pros and cons. Problem number one for bars is that, most of the people are most likely going to be drunk. So it's important that you, you know, whatever, you know, comedy performance you're going to do in a club, you want to do it as early as possible before everyone, you know, before Jägermeister and tequila takes over. Because they will then, even the English starts sounding like Oshuambo mixed with Zambezian and Kavango. So no one is going to understand anything. So, and also the reason why the crowd is there. Most of the people are not at the bar to listen to jokes unless that bar is known for hosting comedy shows. So most of them are there to dance and get wasted. None of which you can do. If you found someone dancing to a comedy script, your first thing would be, what's wrong? Because for a comedy script, you are supposed to be laughing, not dancing. Unless that comedy script goes was that Nigerian or Ghanaian guy who said that, who went very, very creative about it. And he wrote a song that I'm pretty sure a lot of us knows. Not Da Drunk and his wee wee wee. No, there's the other one that said, sometimes the people that are annoying you in your phone, by in your DM, sometimes blocking them, you know, you don't have to, you don't have to block them. How about instead of block them, you just keep saving them, don't answer one, don't answer two, don't answer three, don't answer four. And then, you know, a drama guy comes in and, you know, he, bro makes one heck of a set out of it. Combining a very, very creative, genius way of combining music and stand-up comedy. And, the whole thing went viral on social media and became a very, you know, a very brilliant piece. So now, that gentleman, unless you are that gentleman, unless a set is like that, dancing to a comedy script is just, well, crazy. So, now, as a comedian, especially stand-up comedian, you are going to, you can get, you know, stand-up comedy is not the only thing that you're going to do. You can do one on radio, like the one I do 9:30 to 11, the one I'm busy with right now. Or you can, depending on how trusted you are, you can be invited to MC some of the events, because the whole thing is basically about the creativity and, the creativity that you bring at an event. So, an MC, basically, I think it's safe to say any stand-up comedian can be an MC. Like, it's that easy. But the creativity, let me not say any, because it's kind of tricky to write a comedy script. For an MC job. Most of the jokes that you are going to, entertain the crowd with will have to be like, more impromptu. Like, you are going to have to make most of them at the spot by observing. So if you are an observational type, then MC jobs are going to be very brilliant for you. But if you are not the observational and creative type, I would actually not recommend you do that. And also, well, but MC jobs are the best. Chances of me being punched in the face at an MC job are really high. But anyway. All right. Un momento, let's take a quick break and we continue on the other side. Just a quick announcement. We are going to have, a short interruption. We're going to have a quick, interruption that is that's for an interview, from 10 o'clock. It will just take about 10 to 15 minutes. And what's that? It's going to take about 10 to 15 minutes. So just be prepared for that. Right. I left my crowd out, my Facebook crowd out. I have two accounts logged in and now I switching to the right one since the radio is off in a lot of areas. Moving on. So, you have this umbrella. So you have this umbrella called, you have this umbrella called entertainment industry. And in that umbrella, you have, comedians, musicians, and, pretty much my mass or whatever they call those guys. And now within that is also another umbrella of, take for example, in the umbrella of comedians. In the umbrella of comedians, you find different genres. In the same way that you have different genres in music, that you have gospel singers, you have rappers, you have, you have jazz guys, you have, country. Yeah, you have country guys. So comedy is somewhat the same thing. And again, this is where the audience now comes in, because every genre has its different, you know, has its different audience. Take music, for example. Not everyone likes country music. Not everyone likes gospel music. Not everyone likes reggae. But you have, reggae has its own audience. Country, country music has its own audience. And, rap music has its own audience. R&B, hip hop, and all those things. So again, comedy is just the same. You have stand-up comedy. There are people that prefer stand-up comedy more. And, here's one thing you'll find in the, somewhat very interesting, that even in the comedy industry, you'll find people that don't know comedians like Jon Stewart. Now, the reason why I know comedians like Jon Stewart, Bill Maher, and John Oliver is because I like that genre of comedy that they do. A lot of people, when you bring up, when you ask, take for example, if you were to go around, if you were to attend a comedy show and bring comedians together and ask them to name one of their favorite, to name five comedians, chances are very high, 90% of them will name guys like Trevor Noah, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, because now what do these guys share in common? Most of them are into, they are all into stand-up comedy. Now, here's the beauty of it. Those ones that you find, mentioning comedians like Jon Stewart, chances are very high they like The Daily Show, last week's Saturday, Saturday, last week's Saturday tonight, or was that, it's, now I'm just forgetting. Last week tonight, and then there's Saturday night. Yeah, these are whole different shows. And you have shows like Saturday Night, where they more like act things out. And then last week Saturday, which is just a more like political commentary. It's basically based on current events. But shows like Saturday Night, yeah. Saturday Night Live. If you look at shows like Saturday Night Live, it's based more on enactments. They take current events and then they act it out, one taking character of a president, one taking character of a prime minister, and then acting out the event, obviously throwing in some humor and exaggeration, making comedy out of it. But, Last week tonight, the TV show, hosted by John Oliver, takes the same current events and criticize the way that it was handled, more like political criticism or political commentating type of, the same way that you see political analysts doing, but political analysts are doing it from a serious level. But, commentating on in a comedy scene is basically doing the same thing that, that political analysts are doing, except instead of applying expert knowledge, you are just applying, humor to it, making, comedy out of it. So, a comedy is not one umbrella of, when you say comedy, everyone thinks, you're going to stand up, go on stage and make people laugh. There are some comedians that I like in movies. Like Kevin Hart, for example, personally, I prefer Kevin Hart in movies than on stage because, well, on stage I go like, oh yeah, yeah. It's the same with Chris Tucker. Personally, I prefer Chris Tucker in movies than on stage because have you seen Rush Hour? He's so good, and then he's on stage, I go like. Now, Trevor Noah, I prefer on stage because he's very creative, you know, in comparison. To me, he's more creative on stage than he is. Like in movies, I will go with, what is homeboy doing now? But, you see, all these things obviously is going to come with a lot of different preferences depending on. So, every comedian is going to have a different audience. I know. We have 5 minutes. We're just going to go through my Afrikaans set, which I, you know, had the pleasure of performing at City of Windhoek last night. And, I decided, you know what? I'm going to share some of this with my listeners. Man, 5 minutes? This is going to take a while. Because, it was a 10 to 15 minute set. I think I went for like 12 minutes, you know, somewhere in that range. So. Shout out to me. We have to, you know, basically, you know, skip some part for the sake of my sanity, obviously. For those of you that just joined us, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And as always, I'm here until the hour of 11. It's a comedy show. And oh yeah, just a quick reminder, at 2:30, we have the State of the Nation address, aka the President's Maiden Speech. We'll get back to that maiden speech part. Yesterday when they were talking about it, I thought they were going to do it, you know, in the morning. I was like, man, this guy's gonna interrupt my show. And, I want to entertain my listeners with my last week's, with my last night's content. Although when I did that, I was freezing. Now I'm just, I'm all warmed up. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, SJ ready for some Kavango Afrikaans. And I love that crowd. They all went like, yeah, I was like, all right, fine. Let's dive into the introduction. First of all, my name is, Helmut, aka from Kavango East and, but Iso in Windhoek, ex-stay in Komasdal. Ex-stay in Komasdal. The Rehoboth Second. Right. When I was writing that, I was told be very careful of how you pronounce Second because one wrong pronunciation, City of Windhoek is not gonna be very happy. But the good thing is, that was not in the City of Windhoek, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to do a little bit of practice on this one. So, we'll continue with this part, we'll continue with this Afrikaans on the other side of the interview that's coming in 3 minutes and, joining me to do that, joining me to do that interview is, HD, you know, aka, you know, the same way that you know Helmut as a funny guy, HD is your sport guy. Yeah. How are you?
Funny sports guy. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. All good.
Yeah.
You have a funny guy and sports guy in the studio here at Eagle FM. Of course, he's not in my frame. He will have to pay to be in my frame. Because he didn't pay, you'll just be listening to his voice for those of you that are listening via, or watching via Facebook.
So, very, very expensive frame. I can't afford that at the moment.
I know. anything we should be prepared for that brings you here?
So I'm here, as you alluded to earlier, to do an interview with a young lady named Robin about the, I don't know if you remember the Share a Coke campaign. Do you remember that a few years ago?
Share Coke?
Share a Coke, Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? That was like, I think 2011, maybe? Like when people had their names on the Coke bottles and stuff like that?
I saw that.
Yeah.
2011. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Was it? It was around that time.
Yeah, but I think, I'm not sure, but I was still in, I was in high school and the hormones were running, and believe me. we're waiting for this, you know, we're looking forward to the same campaign. So you should, so let's just take a quick break while we, prepare to bring you that interview. Mind the Gap with Helmut, the comedian, and HD, the sports guy here on Eagle FM.
Yeah, boy.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Any person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not pick up my Katutura menace.
All right. I am now joined on the line by none other than Robin Nakambo. Robin, how are you doing this morning?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. So, as I'm sure you well know, we are here to talk about the Share a Coke campaign that's coming up, or that's coming back, I should say.
That is back, you should say.
Yes, yes. I mean, I was a bit of a youngster when the campaign first came out, but I do have visuals of the campaign. I remember seeing people's names on the bottles and so on. So I'm excited to see what it's going to look like as an adult now.
Absolutely.
So, for the listeners, what is the Share Coke campaign all about?
So the Share Coke campaign, is more than just a marketing initiative. It's a carefully crafted revival of the global phenomenon that speaks to enduring power of personal connections. So the original Share a Coke campaign, it became a cultural touchstone by daring to replace the iconic Coca-Cola logo with names and transforming a simple bottle into a personal invitation to share a moment. So this revival in Namibia is a deliberate effort to tap into the same spirit, but with a dual focus, igniting a sense of nostalgia for the Gen Zs and the millennials who fondly remember the original campaign, just like yourself, you know, while introducing like a fresh, exciting experience to the Gen Z consumer who will be experiencing this for the first time.
Yeah.
So it's a story about celebrating shared experiences, memories, and aspirations of all Namibians, young and old, from all walks of life, using Coca-Cola as a catalyst to spark meaningful interactions and weave together bonds. So we're trying to inculcate Coca-Cola into the Namibian culture. So Coca-Cola's vision is to create a ripple effect of positivity and emotional resonance, encouraging everyone to share a Coke, share a story, and create memories. I know my little sister, for example, she's 7 years old, but and she's in bed area or zone in her life where she's constantly reading everything she sees.
Right.
So when I gave her a can of Coke and this Coke said sis, she was like, oh my gosh, it says sis. And I'm like, yeah. for her, she was so excited about it because now she can resonate to it. It's not just a drink that she's drinking, but more so a personal touch. You're getting a can of Coke written says from her big sister. Right. So it's really something nice to see.
Yes, yes, most definitely. And so what would you say is the core message of the campaign?
So the Share a Coke is not just a beverage. Like I said, it's a symbol of shared moments and lasting memories for millennials. It's a reminder of past connections for the Gen Zs. It's an invitation to create new ones. This campaign underscores the idea that the act of sharing and it can strengthen relationships, bridge divides, and infuse everyday moments with joy, significance, regardless of where you are in life.
Most definitely, most definitely. And so, moving on to what was the PR stunt for the campaign? What did that look like?
Okay, so it was a captivating opening of a Share a Coke story in Namibia, a digital PR stunt designed to ignite curiosity and bold anticipation for the campaign's return, sparking conversations among those who remember the original campaign and sort of just encouraging and creating that experience for the first time for the people that are yet to start, you know, seeing it around. So Coca-Cola partnered with some of Namibia's coolest influencers, like myself and a lot of others, to basically red wash Instagram. So you can imagine the iconic Avani building bathed in red, a bold statement that captured the city's attention, envisioned the striking billboards sort of strategically placed around the nation, where as you're driving, you can just see a can of Coke. And as it's still, the names are sort of rotating. So there's Bombini, there's Petrus, there's, you know, local names or names that we can sort of resonate with. So these weren't just visual displays. They were conversation starters designed to generate a buzz and excitement, paving the way for the heartfelt message of sharing a Coke, basically.
Yeah, and I'm actually very glad about the local names part because, you know, it would have been very easy for them to just put, you know, the standard, you know, Michael, Peter, names like that, but it's great to have the local names in there as well.
Absolutely.
And so this coming weekend is the Cosmos Fierce or Cosmos Festival. How is this campaign connected to that festival?
So the campaign becomes an integral part of the Cosmos Fierce, one of Namibia's biggest celebrations of music, entertainment, and community. So this is going to be an avenue where a lot of people will be there, and what better way to celebrate that oneness, that ubuntuness, than to share a Coke. Just as the festival promises an unforgettable experience with local artists, international artists, exciting activities, and a lively atmosphere, the campaign will amplify the spirit of connection. So this partnership allows Coca-Cola to enhance the festival's vibrant story, providing a space where attendees can share moments and celebrate together with a Coke, you know, just adding to the weekend's memorable experiences.
Right, right. And how can people win tickets to the festival?
So we've been running campaigns, yes, on the socials. And one thing that we've done is we've literally, from the different influencers' perspectives, created exciting videos where we sort of implored everybody to come through and share a story or tell us who it is that they're going to be sharing a Coke with, to tag the person, to use the hashtag Share a Coke Namibia, and all of that. So we ran the competitions, and a lot of people have won. Most of the influencers had like 10 tickets to give away.
Okay.
So the competitions were ran on Instagram as well as TikTok. So it's exciting. It really is exciting. And I can't wait to see the winners.
Right, right. And so now, obviously, you know, we are speaking currently on the radio. Tell us how do radio partnerships affect this campaign or impact this campaign, I should say.
Well, you know, I've got a background of radio, and I totally understand the craft of radio, and I appreciate radio so much. Radio is one of the medium where it reaches a large scale of individuals at once. So partnerships like these are very strategic and essential in extending the campaign's narrative to every part of Namibia.
Yes.
It's not like a newspaper or television set. This conversation can be picked up in the north, it can be picked up in the south, in the coast, wherever it is that you may find yourself. So to ensure that everybody understands Coca-Cola's story and can link that story to celebrating moments and memories, creating that oneness and that inculcating Coca-Cola into the Namibian nation, this would be the best medium to utilize in terms of spreading the love for Coke.
Yes, yes. And so when it comes to this campaign, is there any sustainability aspects to the campaign that the listeners might need to know about?
Oh, yes, definitely. So recognizing the importance of responsible consumption, the campaign story includes a commitment of sustainability. So Coca-Cola recycling stations at Cosmospheres will be encouraged attendees to dispose of their Coke bottles responsibly, ensuring that the campaign's legacy is one of both connection and environmental consciousness. Mm-hmm. So definitely, it's all about consuming the beverage, yes, but making sure that you don't, you know, throw your can elsewhere, but more so put it somewhere where the next person can pick it up and then trash it.
Yeah.
In terms of the pardon me, in terms of the stations, the recycling stations that will be around the Cosmospheres.
Right, right. And now, Robin, before I let you go, I know you shared that the story with your sister, but is there any other personal experience you have with the campaign, the first go around, that the listeners might be interested in?
Oh yes, definitely. My love for Coke is one that is deeply rooted because I used to work at Coca-Cola Bottling Company in Namibia for a year, just over a year, let's say 11 years ago. So mine is not necessarily just the campaign, but the brand in itself and the love that I have for the brand. You know, I don't know if you're Oshiwambo speaking, Mara Moshiwambo, when you go to a shop, and you want a cool drink,
yeah,
you say Ondaroka Coca, whether it's the red one or the blue one or the whatever color it is,
yeah,
they refer to any cool drink as Coke.
True, true.
And that speaks volumes of what Coke is. So regardless of, you know, what people perceive it as, or they just think that, you know what, whatever it is, whatever beverage that's fizzy that I want to take in, it's just a Coke. And that speaks volumes of the brand because it means that this brand is so good that people associate any drink with it. So for me, that is one thing where it made my life so easy as a PR because the love for the brand is already there. So being able to run a campaign of this nature where you're just creating that resonance in terms of localizing it for Namibians and for the other communities where you're selling it, for me, it was a no-brainer that it was going to be successful.
Yeah.
So being able to bring that back now for people like my little sister then and people that weren't around for the first campaign, it's phenomenal because now people can actually see why we love Coca-Cola so much, because it's the only beverage that has ever thought as important enough to put our names on the cans.
Exactly.
Or the bottles.
Exactly. And we're actually live on Facebook now, and someone just commented that they've been waiting for this for a long time. So, you know, it's we can say the campaign is already working.
No, absolutely. No, we're excited. And like I said, we can't wait to host you at the Cosmospheres. So please do come out in numbers. To the competition winners, congratulations. I can't wait to take pictures with you. We're going to be there. So please, it's Saturday. Let's go and have fun responsibly. Again, sustainability is key. So for all those that do love Coke, please, once you're done, please just make sure that you trash it responsibly as well, your cans and bottles, that is.
Most definitely. Robin, thank you very much for your time today, and we will see you on the weekend.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was a brief interview we had with Robin about the Share a Coke campaign. If you guys remember the Share a Coke campaign, do comment on the live. If you ever put your bottle on a name, or if you put the name of a loved one on a bottle, let us know in the comments. And before Mr. Helmut gets too angry with me, I'll vacate his seat and let him continue with what were we talking about before I came in here? The Afrikaans, what?
Yeah, I was just running through my, you know, my comedy script of the Afrikaans I was using yesterday at, you know, City of Windhoek performance.
How good is your Afrikaans?
My Afrikaans is good, you. I can show you. Yeah, I can show you a bit of, a part of it. I can show you a piece of it.
Tell me, you want to come back in the seat, but in Afrikaans.
Ek soek to. What?
Okay, that's good. It's good enough. I understood.
Oh, yeah, you can understand. It's just that, it's Afrikaans, it's Afrikaans with an English accent. Okay. Yeah, one friend of mine told me that I speak Afrikaans the same way Get Rich speak English.
No, it's an accurate description.
All right,
Helmut's fans on Facebook, I have to vacate the seat now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, thank you. We'll be back right after this.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Welcome back. The interview is over. Just remember to dial a Coke. There is no dial a Coke. You know, if you don't have a sense of humor, there's only drink a Coke after you buy one. Coke. Point of correction. Coke. Hey, that went south really fast. 17 past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. After that brief interview that HD had to conduct, I am back. At this point, you're asking yourself, why didn't they just give Helm the interview? Yeah, you see, when sarcasm runs in your family, being serious becomes a serious problem. I know, no pun intended. Yeah, being serious becomes a serious problem. I've attended funerals before where I was almost beaten because I'm just sitting there minding my business, trying as much as I can to be sad because, well, apparently that's what you're supposed to do when you're at a funeral. And I turn on my left and see a tate who is crying. First of all, that's a red flag. Why are you crying? Because at this point, I want to say, why are you gay? But the thing is, that's not the only, you know, interesting about seeing a tate crying. Bro is crying, but then, as you look in his pocket, you know, one of the jackets, you see a tip of a spoon, and you're like, okay, is he crying because someone died, or is he crying because the food is taking too long, you know, to be served? Is it, you know, this is what's going on in my head. Now, here's the beauty of it. You are going to know your son or your daughter is going to be a comedian if they are, one, talking to themselves. Two, they are always smiling when they are not talking to anyone. But because in one way or another, a comedian is always having a conversation with themselves. we are never really quiet unless when we are asleep, which is why we can easily get killed, which is why sometimes we just decide, you know what, to keep quiet. And which is why headphones are very important for us. Sometimes we just put them on even if we're not listening to music, because we want everyone to think we are listening to music, but in fact we are listening to them. So when we start looking at our phones and smiling, chances are very high we have just discovered something really stupid that we are doing, and it's really funny, and we can't say it because most of us don't have the upper body strength to defend ourselves in the event of a physical confrontation. So we just decide to keep it to ourselves and, you know, write it in a creative way so that we can only share it on stage in a way that it does not risk us getting punched in the face. Now that we have that out of the way, come on, return to Afrikaner Tal Geprat. Now, this was me. Cake, ek is from Kavango East, maar iso in Windhoek ek stay in Kommersdal. No, Jaken where the Gevaar is. Now, that's one of my best jokes, I'm telling you, that flew over the heads of most of the crowds. Now, of which I understand, because unless you understand both languages, English and Afrikaans, or you have a very smart way of putting pieces together, like my colleague Dwight here, because bro is a wizard. Now, when I was writing this, what I had in my mind was, how do I translate the commonly used phrase on social media, "Do you know where the danger is?" Now, in Afrikaans, I was like, hang on a second. Do you know where the danger is? What is, do you know? Is it Jaken or Jeleken? So I decided to go that Jaken. Now, I didn't have time to translate it, so I just decided to go with Afrikaans, with English. Do you know where the danger is? Jaken. Thanks to Google, I figured out that, danger is Gevaar. So I decided, you know what, Jaken, where the Gevaar is. A lot of them were like, okay, what is that? I was like, man, I love my creativity. You know, it's one of those problems that I have. It's actually one of the reasons why Chicken like to say, I crack a lot of white people jokes. Because before I even finished that statement, this other group of white ladies on my right, those guys were dying because, well, they understood that, well, do you know where the danger is? And Jaken, where the Gevaar is? Same WhatsApp group. Man, I'm a genius at this. So, Jaken, where the Gevaar is? Ek live in Kommersdal, ek like to prat Afrikaans detail. Maar die ding is, Jaken where die Gevaar is. Alle state when ek praat Afrikaans with a klein voice. You know, I just found out that, klein Windhoek means small Windhoek. Man. I have a wife that speaks Afrikaans, so making my job very easy. Alle state when ek praat Afrikaans with a klein voice, alles me Afrikaans very fluent come out. Maar alle state when ek praat Afrikaans with a groot voice, alles me Afrikaans dier mekaar gegaan. And the ding is, ek ken dat daar is de probleem somewhere, maar ek put nie my finger on it nie. It turns out Afrikaans is easy, guys. It's not that, I don't know why white people like to show, yeah, it's white people, coloreds and damaras. You guys show off like you're the only one that know how to speak Afrikaans in this country. Well, there are those of us that are also very good at speaking this language. So, no more showing off. Moving on, 17. I have a few guys that are watching through my, through the Eagle FM Facebook page. You know, if you have data, if you have internet connection, you may want to head there. So, you can see what I look like. So when you see me in public, you say, oh yeah, that funny guy. So I can tell people, see, I'm famous. Ekesa famous now. No. Ekesa famous. Broke, but famous. I don't know what brok is in Afrikaans. Now, so, that was the Afrikaans part one. Now, Afrikaans part two. Maar Jaken, the annoying thing is about living in Kommersdal is that alles state mense, especially the taxi reyes, that's taxi drivers. You're welcome. The taxi reyes they assume alles state that just because mense stays in Kommersdal, then mense must learn how to prat Afrikaans, I really hate the idea of assuming that just because Mense lives in Kommersdal, Mense must learn how to prat Afrikaans. Where is that? Oh. Okay, that just came out. But, so, moving on. Actually, SJ just witnessed that my Afrikaners is still nive and still learning my Afrikaans. So as ek prat ek is still learning. Actually, ien upon a tate. Let's say once. Ian upon a tate, ek is just chilling in my dehaze, dar, bay, Kommersdal. And, ek was, overhearing my neighbors, saying, my skin. And, ek thought, well, ek was this close to moving to Oshomuithe, or a different location, because ek thought, my skin, ek thought my neighbors were planning to mark my, duot. And fat my skin and sell verkoop by the zwart market. That means black market, right? I'm telling you, the only thing I need right now is khaki shorts and a Land Cruiser and a farm, and I'll be just straight up zwart boere. Let's take a quick break from the Afrikaans.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back. The time is 27 past the hour of 10. If you like my Afrikaans, leave a comment in the live, or you can call in. The line is 0832-888-401. The line is 0832-888-401. For the studio line here at Eagle FM here in Windhoek. And the office line is 0832-888-400. And today is Thursday, so tomorrow is Friday. Why are you pointing this out? I have a calendar. I know. But Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is when you can receive in your WhatsApp inbox the e-villager. That is an e-paper produced by Eagle FM. And you can subscribe to one and by simply sending the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144. 0812004144. What you want to send is subscribe to 0812004144. So you can enjoy being up to date with the economic current events, or what is taking place in the economic world, what's taking place in your country in terms of news headlines, free of charge, as long as you have decent internet connection. We have a caller. Eagle FM,
Kuyamore.
Kuyamore, 100.
It's good, man.
Jelemaki Rasta, the background there.
Yeah, the problem it was radio.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, please, on Sprat.
Yeah, come on Sprat Africa's name.
Uh-huh.
You know, Hermut, I think for us to learn, let us break it. Every day I call, we must not speaking Afrikaans.
Yeah, I think that would be the best way to learn.
Exactly. That's the only way. Because if you don't practice, you don't learn. That's the thing.
Practice makes perfect. I thought University of Pillow would help, and I ended up finding myself in a very awkward situation.
No, that one is the University of Pillow. It does, but you need more, because that one is get the like Africans from the.
Well,
the blanket.
Well, Ian upon a Tate, I was just, it was just chilling in town, and there was this, a group of smoking hot, colored girls behind me, and they kept talking, and they kept saying, Yelemut, Yelemut. I was like, wait, am I that famous?
Yeah. No, well, they know me.
They know me. Turn around the world, I kept turning around. I thought they were going to say, that is the man. Yeah. How are you? That you want to enjoy your show? And only to find out that they were not saying Helmut.
Helmut.
Like,
Yes, Africans for you, my friend.
That's Africans for you.
Yeah.
So Kawandenge decided to say, you know what? I'm not participating in this whole, okay, decided to, to say goodbye to PDM.
Serious?
Uh-huh. Let me just,
Kawandenge, where to now?
I think this is just me thinking. I think homeboy is practicing that law that I went through the other day. And that is the law of, not PDM, point of correction. Yeah, Nudo. Yeah. Nudo. I think he's, practicing the, Muharuka's law of political shifting cultivation. Look, it worked. It worked for Muharuka. Now he's a governor of Kunene region and they won a cup.
I'm telling you.
He's doing great.
They won a cup even in the first time.
Uh-huh.
That made it. Yeah. So good to be a governor.
Uh-huh.
And now things are happening on your religion. Yo.
Political shifting cultivation is a thing. Practice it if you want to be successful in politics.
Yes. But Kawandenge been around you. I think it was a DTA, what is the name again? PTM. He was at the PTM first, and now he become a musician. Now, now he become a farm.
Okay, be kind and rewind on the musician part.
He was a musician.
Hang on a second.
I'm telling you.
Well, you gotta try stuff out. We saw Get Leach try boxing last year. You have to find your footing.
It didn't work out, man.
Oh, no, it didn't. That went south really fast.
Oh. Even now, like, hey, this guy wants to kill our comedian guy. No, why? You know, that's a thing you can try about it, but boxing must be the last solution, I think.
I'm not trying boxing, that's for sure.
No, me too. No, I like myself, my friend. No.
Yeah, you see, because my fear is, what if I try boxing and then some of my teeth gets punched out and then I come back to comedy? That's going to be a serious problem.
You cannot pronounce the word anymore.
Yeah, people just don't understand how romantic front teeth makes us. Because without your front teeth, you can't say sweetheart. Believe me, you can try. No. Sweetheart isn't romantic anymore.
You may end up insulting somebody. Then you get slapped. In your face, like nobody's business now. But you are just trying to be romantic.
Yeah. What I'm just looking forward to.
Get rich. It's not about to go to that load.
Boxing.
No, you are a musician. Try something maybe charitable, not like boxing. No. It was a disaster, my friend. And then I can say, Nagami won the rematch. Hey, rematch! Are we going to see a different view or just maybe we'll come with a box of like a coffin one? we like him too much. I think he must just stay away from the violence of boxing.
Yeah, I don't think a rematch is a good idea. I think the first one just proved that, you know what, this is not your calling.
Exactly.
All right, man.
Yeah, we are looking forward, man, for your son.
Yeah.
What I'm expecting for the present, like, service driver, like, you come to housing, Oh, guys, man, we need to come up with even a committee addressing that issue of housing. And a policy of land, when it comes to this willing buyer and willing seller, no, it's not working at all, forever, at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because so much of us, maybe 70% of us, we are all of us, we are just what? Homeless. You can, you know, these are homeless with people who are lending, like a defense one. Defense homeless where he's even driving a DTI.
Homeless 2.0.
2.0, yeah. And then you find the homeless who are in the cabashus pretending that they are sorted out, but the municipality can come anytime.
We're all homeless. Just
so the area, yeah, but we have the homeless one who are in the street now, like the guy who are sleeping under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that one, maybe they will see into the condition now. Just find yourself with your cabashu. You are told no more cabashu here.
Mm-hmm.
We are clearing this land. Now you, and you don't know how to prepare for yourself to sleep in the, under the bridge. Or you find yourself sleeping in the DTI because the landlord just chase you out.
Yeah, from one parking lot to another.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but we, that's, you know, that's whole thing of, you see in the Western countries of people sleeping in their cars. I think, you know, I think we look at that and, okay, every time I look at that, I begin to appreciate villages. Because for you and I, if we take, for example, if things are not going well in the urban area, if things are not going well, you just go back to the village. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
But if you don't have a village to go to,
it's a very painful one.
So you have to sleep in your GTI.
I'm telling you, in the GTI.
You know, the whole day, vrupa, then...
In the night, you're having a couple of
kids. This life, no balance.
I'm telling you. It's not easy. And I don't know, man, why we all these places we have to pay land to live in the earth, my friend. But all the animals can live freely.
No, because, because human beings, we like fancy things. You know, we like flashing toilets. We want electric blankets.
Yeah. All those. And now we end up paying.
We have to pay for everything to be produced so we can live, quote unquote, comfortably.
My friend, man, no.
Mm-hmm.
We are so much complicated when it comes to women.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, life. Human beings are complicated.
Very complicated.
Yeah. All right.
Shop.
Yeah.
Kawandenge, there are those of us that are comedians here that are waiting for your letter. I hope that letter is not going to look like the one that, the letters that came out of LPM during, Sebeb's goodbyes.
Wait, those letters were very
entertaining. Unprofessional. Politicians were like, no, how can you do that? It's very unprofessional. Every comedian was like, bring it on. I mean, this is comedy material. So we're waiting for the official, publicly disclosed information as to the reasons why it's heading for the exit. Now, my money is on, Muharuka's law of political shifting cultivation. The very same way that agriculture have shifting cultivation. And in the same way that animals have, animals and birds have, migration patterns depending on weather patterns, depending on, on climate. Well, politics is both the same. So, yeah, allowed to practice Muharuka's law of political shifting cultivation. Not agriculture, political shifting cultivation. National Unity Democratic Organization NUDO Secretary General Joseph Kawandenge has informed the party's leadership of his intention to formally resign at the forthcoming National Executive Committee meeting in Windhoek.
Okay. In a letter addressed to NUDO, President Ushiwa Mwinyangwe, Kawandenge offered no explanation for his abrupt decision to step down. Greener pasture is calling. His departure is poised to reshape discussion at what is anticipated to be a pivotal gathering. Just say important, but say pivotal. No sense. For the party's internal governance. Okay, first that saying no sense. No sense. Who wrote this? Okay. At least someone I can beat. Okay, someone who cannot catch me. Because... can run. Politics. I know. Oh, politics is nice. I don't even know why people say, you know, why people say that politics is boring. What's more entertaining than politics? I mean, what's more fun than watching people, you know, watching fully grown men and women making mistakes that you'd expect from kindergarten, from a bunch of kindergarten kids. While we're still on the resignation, not important. So I get to my pickup lines. We have 20 minutes, so I better hurry. because this current administration has a lot of, let's take a call. Eagle FM, Kuyemori. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You are live on Eagle FM.
Oh, you never hear it. You never hear.
So you have a frequency issue.
Yes, I think so. The whole north, maybe inside of.
Yeah.
You can't hear the nano.
Oh. All right. That's been a complaint that's been coming from the, from the northern regions. And, what we have been recommending to all of you is, especially those of you with smartphones, is, for the meantime that the IT team is working to resolve that, issue, and they are working on it. And because, well, they are literally paid to do that. For the meantime, just familiarize yourself with our website and app, but they are working on restoring the frequency.
Even the app, the network is also very poor.
So that's the internet network now becoming a problem, especially in the rural areas.
Exactly.
That's...
Now you are with that program, three of mine.
It has a new name now. Mind the Gap.
Mind the Gap.
But it's just the same context. It's all based on around the essence of it is comedy.
What I think about today.
I was just teaching people how to prat Afrikaans, more like broken Afrikaans, all the way from Divundu. And we also, making fun of, the NUDO Secretary General Kawandenge's resignation. You know, we are still waiting for his formal explanation as to why he's resigning and where he's going. Because we are interested in knowing whether he's spotted some greener pasture somewhere. Because look, I would move too if I saw some greener pasture.
I think so.
Yeah, there's nothing personal, just greener pasture.
I see.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, maybe wait for taking it out, but it's too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
All right. Frequency, gentlemen, frequency, the tech guys are on it. If it's taking long, that means it's a little tricky, but believe me, they are working on it for reasons that I just pointed out. Well, they're literally paid to work on it. So, where was I? One thing I appreciate about the event I attended yesterday, that is the, that's the Kaigams, is that, it brings Namibians together. And when it brings Namibians together, we get to know each other. As Namibians, we, seriously, you know, events like, basically festivals. Festivals, we should host a lot of them. Festivals will give us a chance to know each other. Not the stereotype crap that we're raised to believing about each other. No, it will give us a chance to basically interact and know each other. So that, you know, as a Kavango, I don't want a non-Kavango girl that I'm hitting on telling me that, you know what, I can't go out with you because, well, I was told that every Kavango is a witch. Again, stereotype, gentlemen, stereotype. It's not true. Well, maybe partly, but the point is, it's, you know, it's not true. Now, we're going to take a quick break. Let's pay the bills, and then we'll continue with that explanation over why I appreciate festivals. Not only that I got a gig, but quick break.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice, so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare.
Enroll today in the Certificate in English and Communication NQA Level 4 at Velvica University. Master the art of communication, speak, write, and succeed. To be admitted into this program, prospective students must meet the following requirements. Have completed grade 11 NSSCO or grade 12 NSSCAS with a minimum of 27 points in 6 subjects with less than a D symbol in English. Or have completed grade 12 NSSCO, NSSCH, IGSCE, or HIGCSE with a minimum of 22 points in 6 subjects with less than an E symbol in English. The closing date for applications is 25 April 2025. For more information, please email admission@wu.edu.na. That's admission@wu.edu.na. Velvica University, where everyone is an achiever.
Velvica University, where everyone is an achiever. Where was I? 0832 884 01. Moving on. The reason why I like festivals is because they will give us a chance to get to know each other, like really get to know each other, not the stereotype crap we were raised with. Kavango's a witch, and you know, Kavango's a witches, and you know, Ganjeras will make your phone disappear in a split second. And, you know, well, Damaras can defend the entire country from an invasion with nothing but an okapi. You know, things like that. I mean, I think it would be cool if Damaras pulled that off. Take, for example, Botswana, Zambia, South Africa all invaded us. And, you know, and we are all shaking and we don't know what to do. And all the Damaras were like, oh, yeah, just sit this one out. We got this. No, but they got bombs. Relax. Relax. We got this. But in Afrikaans, when they're saying that in Afrikaans. Yeah. And, you know, just, okay, but we don't have the military capability. Oh, yeah, just give me an okapi. And then, you know, just 5 minutes into the war, you know, a group of heroes and heroines with nothing but an okapi after defeating the entire SADC from, you know, and defending land of the brave from, you know, neighboring threats. You know, I mean, that'd be creepy. Like, who do we trade after that? Okay, actually, after kicking their behind with your capis, I think would be their overlords would be controlling them. Oh, yeah, South Africa, onions. Botswana, diamonds. Hand them over. Zambia, mangoes, electricity. We need that. Angola, your national team have been kicking the heck out of us, so bring them here. We give them identity, you know, Namibian identity. We basically pull like a France card on them. And now... But this is actually the stereotype, the stereotype I'm talking about. But as much as I like the whole idea of conciliation and, you know, every Namibian equal, you know, being given the same opportunity and the right to participate in every activity they want, I think we must have a law that makes it illegal for white people to participate in being Tura boys. Because, you all realize that if Tura Boys participated in, if white people figured out a way to be Tura Boys, black people, we are cooked. Big time. Picture this scenario. The middle of the night, you're coming from Groove, because you grooved all your money, you only have enough money to get dropped at Havana 4-Way. So you are dropped at Havana 4-Way, just you, no one else around. Everyone is asleep, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then you run into three white guys that robs you. They take your phone, they take your fancy clothes. And at this point, you have no choice but to run to the police station. You get to the police station, you are panting and everything like, officer, I've been robbed. Now, because they are trained to calm you down, they'll be like, okay, relax, easy. But are you injured? Are you hurt? No, officer. Just that, I've been robbed, my cell phone and my wallet with a $10,000 cash. Bro is broke as heck. And he just, the wallet they took, the only thing in there was his passport photo. So, you sit there, the police officer calms you down and they want to take a statement. So walk us through what happened. I was coming from Groove. I was just at Havana 4-Way. Okay. At least we get the location. Havana 4-Way. Time at around, 3:20-ish in the morning. I was robbed. Did you get a look at the suspects, a clear look at the suspects? Could you at least describe the suspect to us? Officer, I was robbed by two redheads, two blondes and one redhead. At this point, every black police officer and including white police officers, they'll be like, one more time. So, it's not that I don't want to believe you. It's just that I'm picturing three white guys at 3 o'clock in the morning at Havana 4-Way. Like, how that happened? Where is this country going? Is the question that will be asked at that point. At this point, just picture that situation. There is not a single police officer that's going to believe that story. Heck, there is not a single reader that will read that story in a newspaper and believe it. They will say it's one of those situations where you got paid and instead of buying food, you gambled or drank all the money or spent all the money on alcohol. This is why I like Bantu languages, because I think, drank all the money. That's very literal translation, because in my language, in my language, in Timbukushu, it makes sense. That means he drank all his money. So I think we just took that and literally translated it into English. He drank all his money. For some reason, it makes sense. Unless you white or you went to a private school, then it doesn't make sense. Who drinks money? Well, for you to understand the context of that statement, you have got to speak at least one or two of the many Bantu languages. He drank all his money. He ate all his money. Seriously, when did we, my God, we are genius at this whole translation thing. He drank all his money. That's a direct translation from a Bantu language into English, because, now I'm saying that I'm not an English expert. I'm just saying that, it makes sense in my language. Ngamana kadia masheri nyendi, he ate all his money. Ngamana kanua masheri nyendi, he drank all his money. But when you translate it in English, it sounds really funny. Who drinks money? It reminds me of something that, it takes me back to high school when our English teacher was like, no, actually, you don't drink your tablets. You take your tablets. That's when I was like, you see? But, in most, if not all the Bantu languages, that statement makes sense. Kuna kunua mapirishi endi. It literally means, that's Timbukushu for he's drinking his pills. Oh dear. So, when the Queen Elizabeth and his civilizing army showed up and they introduced this language to us, called English, we started taking, sentences in our languages sentences, and we started migrating them to English. Like, I'm drinking my pills. You'll hear people saying that even today. It turns out, actually, I was using that statement, that very same statement, until our English teacher, started laughing his lungs out. I was like, hey, black people, black people in English. Actually, drinking your pills is a direct translation from a Bantu language into English. The English term for drinking, you know, equivalent for the, for drinking your pills is taking your pills. What are you doing? I'm taking my pills. But if you translate that in Timbukush, it's not going to make sense. What are you doing? Nakushimba mapiri shangi. Everyone will be like, what? And I know someone is going, what language is that? I know every time, well, every time I get a call from home, even here at work, and I start speaking my language, everyone is like, what language is that? Like, Timbukush, where's that? Well, are you familiar with this place called Divundu? Yes, yeah. Well, if you go there, that's the language you're going to have to speak. When you tell people you're from Kavango, they assume you understand Ngapi, Ngoso. Or, you know, even though that, my dialect, that's Timbukushu, it's a complicated language. It's a complicated in a way that, a lot of words that you find in Kwangari and Giriku are also found in Bukushu. So it's very easy for me to understand the two dialects. That's actually the three. There's, you know, the Sambu, Kwangari, and Giriku. I can understand all of the responding. That's when I'm most likely to insult one or two of them. But responding is, but understanding is easy because most of the words that they are going to use in 90% of the conversation, those words are also found in my language. But when I respond, that's when they go, eish, kape naku iyuva. God, dear. Naku iyuva, she. What? Well, but I understand what you said, this is a dialect thing now. It turns out you can't drink tablets. You take tablets.
Good morning.
Abdul.
Oh, yes.
How have you been?
let me just put off my radio a little bit down because I was listening to you for the whole time. Eh? I saw there is no caller call. Yeah, I'm doing fine, my brother. How have you been?
Oh, all good, all good. Where have you been hiding? Because it's been a while.
Yeah. Actually, I was just doing fasting and also this our election, and also, you know, we were doing our things, you know, so we do not want to be interrupt the situation.
So you went on a spiritual journey?
spiritual, political, and others, and social life, you know, so you have to give a little bit time, and then at least for others to also participate.
Right.
And, you know, when you do politics, so you have to also give a space for your opponents to campaign and all that when you're campaigning for your opponents. Mm-hmm. So at least you don't interrupt the system.
please pass the bait. Welcome.
Thank you very much for your listener and our listeners there also that always meeting Abdul. I meet them many times, so always ask me, "Ah, Abdul, how you been?" And I'm also so fine, thank you. So some of them, they just hear my voice when I'm in the taxi or wherever they meet me. When I start to talk, they already recognize the face. I say, "Oh my goodness." So then I say, "Okay, look, I will be coming back once in a time. So at least I'm here. Welcome back to me. And thank you to Eagle FM. At least my message, they listen to most of the people who have received this message, and they do many things that we are seeing. The reason why I called, you were talking about a question that you need the answers, or maybe perhaps the country need the answer if I put it there.
The country needs answer with regards to?
Answer from the noodles secretary general.
not really needs answer. We're just waiting for the official resignation.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But the thing is, when the secretary general on the party is resigning from his own authority, or perhaps personally, most of these things can only be done by after he himself came to. That's why he already came in public, maybe perhaps to say, "I'm not going to be in this office, or I'm not going to be in this party. So in any future, that whatever you see me, whether in Namibia or in any other site, then you can welcome me when I came back because I have done what I have to do in your country. So I think this is what he's trying to put in. So it's just like our comrade when he left from PDM and then he came to SWAPO and then from SWAPO accept him and accept Namibia as to lead Namibia. Now he's being a governor for his own region. So it may be perhaps, it may be also see some opportunity that, okay, here I am, but I'm not appreciated.
I'm not growing.
So can I not just move another direction where there may be perhaps I can get the opportunity there and I can grow up? In politically, he already have mentality of political, maturity. You understand? Yeah, so he have all the science, he have all the skills. So all he needed is just maybe he want to grow up. It's from one level to another level.
Abdul, let's take a quick break and they will sign up on the other side.
Oh, okay, my brother.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past. Yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
And welcome back. The time is 11 o'clock on the dot. Time for Sizuma Saricho. So it brings us to the end of Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Abdul, welcome back. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Yeah. So the advice is that on the Noodles political parties, they need to give him a chance to go. And then whosoever may be perhaps can be taking the office of the Secretary of NUDU, then that person can be nominated and then can be assumed to be in office by his capability to let the brother, because if a person already decided, don't force the person. No matter how he can force, he cannot be accepted. So he has been played the game. He has been played the way you learn from what he have left. And then he'll move forward. So that is how my advice I can give to the Noodles office there. And that is what they can do. That is, I'm not a Noodle, I'm a SWAPO, but I can only give that advice to them. So let him go in peace and then let whosoever has to take the office, the chair, let them accept that person and move forward. That is the only way they can save their image. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Abdul.
Okay, blessed. I always call me if I'm able to meet the time to come to come in.
All right.
Okay, blessed day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked him that. He said he was on a political and spiritual, journey. Yeah. He was observing religious fasting and also, observing what's taking place in the election world. That's the political aspect of his absence from, calling into Eagle FM. 2 minutes past the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you have tuned in at the end of Mind the Gap Comedy with Helmut. And joining me is Madame Brussel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I like that word Madame so Brussel. Much. Yeah. It's a nice, very respectful word.
Sizuma Saricho.
Sizuma Saricho.
So I'm always asking myself one question, right? You were 3 o'clock in the morning, you're at Havana Four Way, and then, two or three white guys robs you. Now you have to go to the police and report that case. Which officer is going to believe you?
What do you mean, which officer is going to believe me?
You were robbed by two or three white guys?
Yeah.
At Havana Four Way?
Yes.
At 3 o'clock in the morning?
Uh-huh.
Every officer will be like, okay, I'm going to go with Jägermeister on this one.
Impossible. Anything is possible, especially in Namibia. Trust me.
I know. What makes it beautiful is that it's not something you'd expect.
Yeah.
Now, even if it happened and it was caught on CCTV, oh my God, white people will not survive me with that one. Yeah, they will not drink me water, but in Timbuktu. You see, this is the beauty of Bantu languages. I just went through this. They will not drink me water, but the English equivalent of that is something like, you will never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because we are Bantu and we have the equivalent of these phrases in our languages, we just shift it to English. Like, did you drink your tablets?
Mm.
You see, that makes sense in my language. But you can't say now the English equivalent of it is, did you take your tablets?
Yeah. Must be nice to be a Bantu origin.
Yeah. Oh, no. That one, they will not drink him water. All right, that brings us to the end of Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And here walks in part two. More like co-host of Sizuma Salicho, that's Franz Chinengela.
So I'm part one.
You are always in the pilot seat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Driving the plane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was waiting for this opportunity.
It's the winter is here, yes. You guys.
Oh yeah, winter is here.
Do you have an electric blanket?
I don't need an electric blanket. I'm not about to show up. In a cause of death, faulty electric blanket.
You know what Franz told me?
Uh-huh.
When I was telling him yesterday, he said it most in Silozi. Like, yo, Mbonena, like, I will not let him rest. Mbonena is, you know, those things that you get to see as an adult?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So apparently because I got an electric blanket as an adult, I'm now not making him rest. But it's just a simple question, like, because it really keeps you warm, especially with this cold weather that is coming up.
Well,
really.
Well, the thing is, maybe this is just me overthinking things.
Uh-huh.
Take for example, you know,
you are definitely overthinking.
You have no idea. take for example, there is a short circuit in that blanket when it's getting old, and the two of you are doing it, and now you don't know if homeboy is coming or you know he's being electrocuted. Because, you know, the emotions are somewhat very the same. And definitely not talking from experience. And I have to go.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apili kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kusema app ato wakasi nchafu kamso. Zakale liferile. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuyakwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulibusi yemba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopo ya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi. Kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM,